Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
I Call BS is where the guys just say, I've had enough of this. It might involve rugby league, it might not. It's just a thing. And this is BS. This shouldn't happen to me. I call bull S on that. And I've got one today to kick us off today, boys. You know me, I don't like the whinge. I don't like that. I leave that to you three. But I call BS on this, right? Through the week, I had to go and visit. What about when you got to go and visit someone in hospital and they're asleep?
Oh, not easy.
What about that?
Hey, not easy. No, don't go. Don't go back to the bloke that you fictitiously made up to get out of the bed.
How dare they try and recuperate while you're there to visit them?
You know, I go to the hospital. You know, you go to the hospital. Like from my place in Little Bay to Camperdown to the hospital there in Missenden Road.
Well, that's a quiet half-hour drive.
No, in peak hour traffic, I've got to go Bunurong Road, Wentworth Avenue, Canal Road, King Street, Newtown, down into Missenden Road. That's 45 minutes. Then you got to pay for parking, right? You're going to the hospital. There's a queue mile. You get in there, mate. Where is he? He's on level 3, bed 462, right? You get up there. I mean, he's not dying or anything, but he's asleep, right? So what do? You've come all this way. I'm not coming back. I'm not doing it again.
Just wake him up.
I don't want to wake him up.
Why?
I just think, they don't wake him up if he's asleep or if he's got the curtain
just
around him.
Pick up his bedpan, drop it. The noise will wake him up.
You're awake. What if the bedpan's full? Anyway, so what do you do in that situation? I go down to the bloody gift shop.
So you're worried about someone in hospital recovering.
Yeah.
And it could be serious injury.
It's not
that serious.
He's not going to die. 45 minutes. He's had something done to his heart. He's not going to die.
You're calling BS.
He's had something done to his heart.
On someone who's invalid. They're ill. They're trying to recuperate in hospital.
But, mate, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I didn't know the vessel was in hospital.
The vessel needs to get off the gaspers.
I'm with Maroon.
Oh, you're with me?
I'm with you, mate.
Oh, it's only taken 5 years. You're on my side here.
See, that's you, because you wouldn't get disappointed.
I'm with you ever since you got Farrad earlier.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Farrad?
Didn't I?
Farrad,
I got Robbie Farrad by the great...
You're actually funnier off air.
Yeah, well, right. Anyway.
Why don't you say it on there? Oh, geez, I wish I would have said this.
Yeah.
Right. So, get the intestinal fortitude.
Why I said I got Robbie Farrad earlier, because I told Gordy Tallis something in confidence. He brought it to the show and he told everyone. That's a whole other topic.
He does it every week with the car. He breaks the cage of the
car. He does.
And just puts it on air.
Well, at least I said it to your face. At least I say it to your face.
Yeah, well, it's going to take this. That whole thing's going to take a bit of healing, Gordon. It's going to take a bit of healing.
What? Well, what about your family that you bag all the time?
Mate, what do you think they say about me?
That's an example.
I heard them badmouth me the other day in Portuguese. Yesterday I heard them badmouthing me in English.
Well, can you speak Portuguese now?
As I said, I know they're talking about me when there's certain things you can't say in Portuguese. I know they must be referring to me. Anyway, that's what I call BS on. When you go to see someone in hospital, it takes you an hour to get there, and they're asleep. What do you call BS on? Let's stick with one topic at a time, Paul.
I'll tell you what I call BS on. I call a BS on this narrative we have in rugby league at times where we saw what you say in the Penrith game where commentators watching the game, Penrith deliberately conceded penalties so they could reset their line. And suddenly, instead of people saying, listen, Penrith, pull your head in, the commentary I was listening to was like, oh, I hope we're not going to start seeing this now. The referee's done a good job up to now, but now he's blown three penalties in the last 4 minutes. And I think, well, if they deserve penalties, they deserve penalties. We always jump on the referee here and say he shouldn't be blowing penalties when there's deliberately penalties being conceded. It's the team's fault. Why do we always blame the referee and say it's his fault? If the teams are giving away penalties, they're the ones that should get a kick up the backside. I was going to do that a little bit earlier, but anyway, let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to call BS on all the coaches that coach the players to do it. It's rubbish. And I'd like to see something's got to happen. And I brought up before whether it's like basketball, 5 fouls and you're off, or if your team give away so many penalties, you can't sit in the coach's box next week. Make them be accountable.
I'll call BS on that. That's stupid.
Why? Mate, Flannel wasn't allowed to go for breaking the rules. Just, mate, it's bad on the game, Paul. Get him out. No, mate, I watch basketball, mate. As soon as they say something, mate, the coaches get kicked off court
they get
as well.
Ejected.
Yeah, that's right. Well, eject these guys. Who cares?
And that's what you're... That's what you're calling BS on.
Yeah.
BS. What about you, mate? You haven't had much to say today.
I
hope you're not going to put an invoice.
I haven't had much to say today. Is that right, Anthony?
Yeah, okay. Much to say today.
Well, I was going to call BS on the Gold Coast Titans.
No, yeah, do that.
But no, I'm going to change topics now, Anthony.
I want you to call BS on
the... Firstly, I'm going to call BS on the Gold Coast Titans. Go. And the fact that there was a bloke yesterday, Joy Arrow, he nearly ran for 300 metres. He had a red-hot crack. And in a beaten side, for a forward to be as dominant as he was, I'd like to see whether he pulls points in the Dally M medal point system, because I think that he'd have to go very close to it, even though he was in a side that was convincingly beaten. But I thought the rest of them were bitterly disappointing, and I'm sure that their coach will be having some pretty harsh words with them this week. But aside from that, Anthony, seeing as how you should be putting in an invoice today, let me ask this.
Right.
Have you got anything that you'd like to share with Gordon and Paul and I about the fact that you might be moonlighting anywhere else? Have you got any other alternative gigs that we're not aware of?
As you know, I'm I'm an independent businessman.
Oh, God, I nearly threw up in my own mouth.
Hey.
Oh, that's a mess.
Pointing there. Mate, this is not a television show.
You started this, mate.
You are your own worst enemy. You are the last one. You can't keep secrets about yourself, let alone anyone else.
I'll tell you what.
Why do you even open...
Have you cleared that moonlighting arrangement? Have you cleared that with Triple M management?
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about, but I will say everything I do, I have correspondence with the Triple M network. If you're talking about, and I think you are, my footy tipping arrangement with the regional Triple M stations, yes, that is all above board.
Are you paid cash or you...
No, I put an invoice in for that. Do. Some of them I just do it for love to make sure that we
like
get good content across the Triple M
network. Is that the one where you did the Roosters, where you were going to dress up as the Roosters cheer guy?
Oh, that's old news now.
So you're telling me there's Mark Geyer on the books, there's Wendell Saylor on the books, there's Ryan Girdler, all these guys that have played for Australia.
Yeah.
And you give your tips
around
the station.
I'm glad you raised this. This is a very good point.
So
this
you're
is a very good point.
Out of a
no,
pack.
No. This
you're
all began. This all began because these poor people in the bush ring you palookas at 7:30 in the morning, and you don't answer the phone. So they get so far down the list, they call me, and when they call me, I answer the phone, and I said I can turn this into a business arrangement, which I did. And if you would like to show me to show you the correspondence, which proves that, I'll do that, Gordon. Next time you get in my car, but I don't know when that'll be. But I'll give you the tip. It won't be any time soon.
Well, that is really... I want you to read that email out next week,
if you
wouldn't mind.
I will. I'll bring it along.
Yeah, because I call BS on that.
Look, I call BS on you, mate, right? I think you. We've learned something about you and hoops today. Kenty, we know he can be nasty and moody, but you two, we've learned something about you today.
Listen.
Anyway, boys, let's not...